This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We've got some great summer fishing. Also, the squirrel hunt's going strong, but the big news this week is the September 1st dove opener. Hi, I'm Kurt Hicken, and once again, welcome to the WSMI Outdoors program. And as in the past, area hunters will find numerous public sites offering excellent gunning for these fast-flying doves. Early reports indicate large numbers of doves congregating at many of the public hunting areas throughout the area, and this can only mean some exciting opening day action. Now, veteran dove hunters often spend as much time traveling the back roads and searching for concentrations of doves as they actually do hunting. Fresh-cut silage, though rare anymore, and recently harvested wheat fields also serve as huge dove magnets. Feeding doves also swarm to these areas during the late afternoon and evening hours. And gaining access to these types of hunting lands can be fairly simple if the landowners are approached in an appropriate manner. In fact, many times the landowner may also wish to join in the hunt. Now, good action can also be found at many of the federal and state managed public hunting areas. Most of the top public hunting areas offer gunning over carefully groomed sunflower fields. And as even better news, most public hunting areas are reporting good to excellent stands of sunflowers. There are a few, however, due to late plantings that may be less than ripe by the season opener. So you may want to call your favorite hunting area if you go to these public lands and see how things look for the dove opener. And though regulations at many public sites require permits for the first few days of the season, a limited number of standby opportunities are usually available. In addition, many sites offer hunting on a first-come or daily draw basis after the opening day crowds disappear. Now, rules at most of these public hunting areas permit hunters to use only shotgun shells containing sizes 7.5, 8, or 9, or number 6 or smaller steel. Hunters using shells containing bismuth shot must use 7.5 or smaller. Some areas, including Des Plaines, Green River, Horseshoe Lake State Park, Kankakee River, Mount Vernon Game Farm, the San Chris Lake areas, and Silver Springs also require the use of shells containing only non-toxic shot. Hunters should always check for site-specific regulations before planning a trip to any public hunting area. So things are looking pretty good at most of these sites. I think we'll see a great dove opener, and with the warmer weather, we should see some great gunning for at least a full week. And if you're interested in certain wildlife species, the results from the annual Illinois Deer Hunter Survey are now in and provide some interesting information. This survey is intended to track observations of wildlife by volunteers while hunting deer from October 1st to November 15th. Now, according to the data, the figures were similar to the previous year for all species. However, long-term figures suggest numbers of at least one particular species are on the rise. In 2012, a total of 896 hunters participated in the survey and logged more than 55,000 hours of field. Tracking the long-term changes in relative abundance of wildlife is the main value of the survey. The numbers of bobcat, coyote, white-tailed deer, wild turkeys, and squirrels observed per 1,000 hours increase since the survey began in 1992. However, the most striking change is a tenfold increase in the number of bobcats observed by hunters over the last 20 so years. Declines in observations of red and gray frogs are probably related to changes in habitat and greater abundance of coyotes. So there's some interesting figures. More bobcats, fewer quail. Well, we're going to take a brief break, come back and look at fishing in each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs right after these messages.
I wake up with my radio, shower and make up with it, drink coffee and take off with it on my arm. No jumps, road bumps, add rhythm to my songs, sing-alongs at stop signs, sticky rhymes running through my days. Take my radio to go and go where my radio plays. However and wherever you listen, radio keeps you company.
Brought to you by the radio industry and this station to remind you that radio is heard here. Radio is heard everywhere.
Okay, we're back, and nothing much has changed at each of Illinois' three large Corps of Engineer reservoirs. Still waiting for a longer period of cooler weather to bring on the fall bite, and that's probably still a few weeks away, but we still have some great summer fishing. Right now at our closest lake, Carlisle Lake, largemouth bass are rated fair right now. They're being taken on crankbaits fished along the rocks and in near woody cover. The catfish bite remains very good. Bank fishermen are using cheese baits, night crawlers, and cut shad. Boaters are doing very well drifting with bait shrimp. And the crappie bite, very good, believe it or not. Great midsummer crappie bite. A lot of crappie being caught along the rocks right now. The cooler weather of the past few weeks may be bringing them in. The white bass bite, it too is good. They're coming into the sandbanks and rock points. Slab spoons, little Georgias coupled with curly tails are producing well for those casting from the boats. Shore fishermen are using inline spinners. In the spillway at Carlisle, white bass are excellent on rooster tails with a curly tail tied off on a loop about a foot and a half above it. Night fishermen are using submersible lights and minnows and tying off on the buoys. There's been several nice hybrid bass caught recently. And the catfish bite in the tailwaters also very good. Night crawlers and cheese bait seem to be producing, as well as shad. And the crappie bites, it too very good. Most crappie are coming from the spillway or being caught on minnows. And the fall sauger bite, not yet started, rated fair at best. It's more of a hit and miss affair, but you can see some if you hit it on the right day. And at Lake Shelbyville, last week's cool nights certainly felt a bit like fall, and the water temperatures have fallen to the mid-70s. The water is still gin clear, and there's been very little rain. The core is still dropping the lake, and it's just about 4 foot, maybe slightly less, over normal pool. It looks like it'll be about Labor Day before it gets normal. This should get the crappie and white bass bite going good. Start fishing some of the normal spots any time now. The high water has had things so screwed up, it's just hard to find some of these fish at times. At this time, anglers are using slip bobbers and a plain minnow and drifting over the brush and down trees for crappie. The branches seem to need to be about 15 foot deep. Bottom depth means hardly anything. Heavy branches seem to have the better fish on them due to that they block out the sun better in the clear water. And though the lake is falling hard, they're still catching quite a few crappie virtually every day. The white bass are hiding up in the Kaskaskia in the main lake willows and are certain to come out to the main lake ledges in the next few weeks. As of now, it's catfish bite seems to be going pretty good. They're drift fishing or still fishing with all types of live and commercial baits. And the bass bite, it's been an early morning affair, some evening action, but primarily in the morning. At Wren Lake, the crappie bite is still good. This lake continues to produce great crappie action. Summer patterns in place. Summer fishing means catching a lot of small ones before you catch your keepers. The summer has been good for producing good fish, though, some nice ones. And the cooler nights could bring some better action as fall approaches. The bite is primarily on the stake beds and brush piles in the main lake. And the catfish bite, it's been superb. Main lake drifting is the most popular technique. Cast out some lines and let them drag on the bottom. It seems like you'll catch good numbers of catfish virtually anywhere in the lake. All types of live and commercial baits working for the still fishermen. Drift fishermen are using leeches, shrimp, night crawlers. And the bass bite, they're still in their summer pattern, being caught shallow near laydowns and bushes in about 2 to 4 feet of water. Soft plastics and spinner baits are doing the trick. They're also catching some on the rocks and being caught on crankbaits. And the bluegill bite, they're being caught in shallow water along the rocks. Regular old worms seem to be working better than anything. Fishing shallow along the rocks under the Gun Creek Bid and the Sailboat Harbor Bridge is producing good fishing for shoreline anglers. So lots of good fishing. We got a dove hunt coming up. The squirrel hunt's going strong. Lots of things happening on the outdoor scene. And that pretty well wraps things up for this week. Be sure to join us next week at the same time. And until then, we wish you all safe hunting and good fishing. I'm Kurt Hicken.